Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger. Welcome to our YAPC, Daf and Shavua Insights of the Daf series, where we take the Daf and Shavua that we study in Shul, and we expound upon one of the topics. Today's shir is on Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Vav, and the topic of the shir, the multi-dimensional insect. So what does an insect have to do with Sota? The truth is, we don't always get this type of a thing. But we actually have a very special bonus this week because it happens to be the Daf Shavua that we're going to be learning, today, Daf Lamed Vav, is really straight from the parasha, has a topic that's straight from the parasha in Parashas Mishpatim, which we just read. And at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, we have a whole bunch of promises that take place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and says, "Hinein uchi shalech malach lefanech," I'm going to send a malach with you, and then it continues on. The Malach is going to help us conquer Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and then Hashem is going to be Berachas Lach Mecha, Memecha, Basirosi, Machalami Kirbecha. He's going to bless your bread, going to bless your water, he's going to remove all sickness, Lo Siyem Mashek Elav, Akara Be'artzecha, no woman will miscarry, no woman will be barren. You're going to have, live out your full days. I'm going to send my terror before you. I'm going to throw panic into all the nations. And all the nations are going to run away from you. Tremendous, tremendous brachos, tremendous, tremendous promises. And the Ramban tells us something really, really interesting that, you know, one might think that, you know, it sometimes comes that a person gives up Avodah Zarah, and by giving up Avodah Zarah, you know, you'll have like a neutral effect. But actually what the Ramban does tell us is that now is it going to have like a neutral effect. It's going to have a positive effect, meaning those who serve Avodah Zarah are going to have very, very difficult, very, very difficult time. Those who don't serve Avodah Zarah, but rather those who are going to go ahead and give up Avodah Zarah are going to be zocheh to have tremendous, tremendous bracha. I will quote you the line. The line is as follows. V'alkein yomar akasu v'kib avodas akadosh baruch hu bilvad t'yelehem atzlocha v'ashmira. That service of Hashem and loan, that's going to bring you special success. V'akirav avodah zarah lo sazik. And it's not that removing Avodah Zarah will not cause you harm, but just the opposite, even more. Aval tosif lachem tova ubracha. It's going to bring tremendous, tremendous bracha. And one of the brachas is going to be is this next pasuk, which we say, "V'shalachtias atzira lefanecha." I'm going to send the tzira before you. "V'gerusha asachivi asakanani v'chitim lefanecha." And this tzira is going to chase out the chivi, the kananim, and the chitis. First of all, what exactly is this tzira? So it happens to be that Ibn Ezra tells us that the tzira, it was actually a certain type of machala, which is interesting. On the heels of Asirosi Machalomi Kerbecha and Esmispar Yamecha Amalei, I will go ahead and remove all sickness from you. I will increase the day, I will complete the days of your lives. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a tziruf to the Goyim. And the word tzira comes from the word tsaras. Tsaras, of course, meaning disease, like a leprosy type of disease. That's what the Goyim are going to get. Now, the Ramban is not happy with that. And Ramban says we don't need to make such a drasha. And other Mefarshim also say we don't need to make a drasha. The Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us that tzira is actually a blend of different insects that would come and cause destruction to the people over there. The Ramban, though, has a different pshat. The Ramban says it's actually a specific bug. It's actually a specific bug. And I'll read you the words. It says, V'hu min yadua, it's a known species could go and have devoured like a bee, which is going to like sting. And the Chachamim mentioned it frequently. For example, and he quotes Mishneh Machshirin, and he quotes the Gemara in Bechoros, and that is Devash Devorin, Devash Tzirin. Honey that comes from a bee, and honey that comes from a tzira. And the idea is, this mak is going to be in the land. the locusts that were sent to Mitzrayim, the yelik the chasil the agazon hechelo hagadol should be made Yoel, and the locusts that were in the times of Yoel, and what's going to be, but Gersha, what they're going to do is kiyasiba behemlis garish mina aretz. They're going to want to go ahead and be thrown out. The old kisochal koyegiam basada, and it will consume all their products that they, all their crops that they went ahead and grew, whether they're ahead and grew. So you see, this is one idea. This is one idea that you have as far as the tzira. Interestingly, if you look at the pasuk which talks about the tzira tells us. So the Torah tells us, not the tzira tells us. The Torah tells us again, begershon, it will chase out the hachivi, hakanani, the achiti milfanecha. It's going to chase out those nations, the Chivi, the Kanani, and the Chiti. Now, if you think about it for a second, we know that there are actually seven nations. Why are we going ahead and only mentioning the three over there? It says Chivi, Kanani, and Chiti. Why is it not going ahead and mentioning all seven? So Rashi goes ahead, and Rashi tells us the following idea. Rashi, first of all, tells us what the Tzira did. It's going to be a little bit different than the Ramban, at least what the Ramban Chumash says. It says, Vayisamaka osam beinehem. It would, like, strike their eyes. Umatila behem eres. It would shoot poison to their eyes, behem mesem, and they would die from the poison. And here's what the Rashi points out over here, based on that pasuk, that Tzira lo avras hayardin, the Tzira did not cross the Yardin. Vachiti vakanani hem eres Sichon v'og. And they happened to be from the land of Sichon and Og. Lefichach, therefore, we call Sheva Umos Lomana Khan Ela Elu. That's why the Torah didn't count all seven nations, but it went ahead and counted these. Now, first of all, we do have a question, which is, what do you mean? The Chiti, didn't they live by Avraham? In fact, didn't we saw that what's called that Avraham went to Bnei Chais to buy the Maris Machpelah? And didn't Sarah go ahead and tell Yitzchak Katzi Bichaya Bimnei? Rivka go to Yitzchak and say Katzi Bichaya Bimnei Benos Chais? So we see he lived around there. This is a question that Marsha asks on Rashi. Happens to be that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes Yaakov, explains that Chivi and Kanani, and this is based on an approach that he has in Chiti, that he has already from Parshas Noach. It goes through a length in different places. But the idea is that these are actually not part of the nation. In other words, Chiti that we know, like the Charos and Mohabris, it says, Erz Kanani, Chiti, Amori, Priz, Vavusi, Bergashi, were not set up as a nation yet. These were individual people. It's kind of like we called, you know, Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, but we didn't really get to be Bnei Yisrael until after Yetzias Mitzrayim as a nation. We became, you know, we were following a family, but we weren't part of a nation here. These Chitim over here lived in Eretz Yichon of Og, and they were the ones who were killed. That's how Yaakov is going to go ahead and possibly answer up the question that they ask on the Marsha. What happened to the Chiti, though? We said the Chiti and the Kanani lived in Eretz Yichon of Og. And they were taken over by Sichon and Og. But again, as we said, based on Rav Yaakov said, that they were not actually the nation, but they were people of that descendant who lived there, but they hadn't formed the nation yet. So what about the Chivi? It says, V'chivi, afa pishu me'ever le'yardin lahala, even though they were across the Yardin, shara rabbeseinu b'meseches sota, that's not above, as far as the Yardin, amda v'zarko behem mara. It stood on the core of the edge of the Yardin, shot poison across, and since they were on the riverbank, they were affected. So that's how the Rashi learns this pshat. The Ramban has a different take on it. And the Ramban tells us that actually what happened was is that the Tzira did go into Eretz Yisrael with them. Let's get this idea what the Ramban says over here. And the Ramban says, why do we mention these three out? So the Ramban says, basically, it's like this. Chiti, Kanani, and the Chivi is just a list of them. It happens to be that the Tzira went ahead against everybody. But why were these three singled out? They were singled out because they didn't all go out to war. Other nations sent out their entire army. These people survived, and they hid in the fortified areas. They hid in the fortified cities. And because they hid in the fortified cities, they were there. They were a threat. What did the Tzira do? The Tzira went ahead and fought that battle and was able to go ahead and take these people out of their fortifications. Lahavdil, it's almost like they went into the tunnels and they took out the Palestinians. So that's how the Ramban is going to be saying it. So you have a machlokas, Rashi and Chumash, and the Ramban and Chumash,
as to whether the tzira actually went across the Yarden or not. And the truth of the matter is, this happens to be machlokas in the Gemara as well. It says Tana, the Mishnah teaches us, or is taught by the Tanaim, tzira lo avri imahim, the tzira didn't go across with them. Below, wait a minute, it didn't. V'aksiv v'shalachti tzira lefanecha, so Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, asfasa yardinam, that stood on the coast, the border of the sea, v'zarka v'hinmara, and it threw poison at them, v'simsa ineim milmala, it went ahead and blinded their eyes from above, v'sirasta milmata, and it sterilized them from below, and we quote a pasuk. This, of course, sounds like the Shita of Rashi. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Shtei tzaros havai, there are actually two different types of tzira. Chad de Moshe, one is the one that Moshe had, and that was the one that we spoke about, that stayed on the other side and shut off. That would be what Rashi talks about. The Chad de Yehoshua, and the one that's speaking about Yehoshua. De Moshe, lo avar, de Yehoshua, avar. The one of Moshe did not cross, but Yehoshua did come. Yehoshua had his own particular tzira. Now, what is this idea about Yehoshua having his own particular tzira? But before we get to Yehoshua having his own tzira, so let's see. Actually, we can go ahead and have like kind of like a hybrid idea. That Rashi is talking about Moshe's tzira, and the Ramban is talking about Yehoshua's tzira. And once we have that, we can go ahead and understand how both understood the Gemara, and each one does fit in, and we don't really have a type of a contradiction or one going against the other. But it's interesting. Why did Yehoshua have another idea? So it says actually in Sefer Yehoshua, this is quoted by the Ian Yaakov. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Zion, it says, Vayomer Shema Yehoshua, Hayom Azah Achel Gadelcha Beinei Kol Yisrael, today I'm going to make you great in the eyes of Yisrael. Asher Yedun, they will know. Asher Ayisi and Moshe Eyeimach. Just like I was with Moshe, I'm going to be with you. And what you see over here is that Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and did an ace for Yehoshua, just like he did for Moshe, and the purpose is so that the people should respect Yeshua and realize that Yeshua has his own hashgacha. And how the truth is, a little bit different. The way the Ramban was saying it, they went into the cities, or it could be they went ahead and ate up all the grain. It could be it was a little bit of a different type of nace than happened with Yeshua, the way the Ramban understands it. But the point is as follows. And before we do that even, I can even quote you what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv even adds in something else. The Nitziv says that Tzira was there to protect the families of the Jews whose husbands went out to war. That's another idea why you could have had it as well. But you see that this Tzira served many, many different functions. Number one, it served as a punishment for the Goyim. Number two, a protection for Klal Yisrael. Number three, it was an idea to go ahead and build up Yehoshua. And what you learn from here is something very, very important. And that's the following. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu does something, we have to realize that there's a huge, multifaceted idea behind it. Everything a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is complex, and there's so many faces to it. And what we're just seeing over here from this small little example of this tzira, the small little detail in Parashas Mishpatim, that there's so much greatness involved in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What we have to do is we have to look for it. And when we look for it, we can find. And everybody can get their own little taste or their own little idea. We call it Hashgachas Hashem. And we'll be zochet to see continued Hashgachas Hashem, especially in this Chodesh Adar, and be zochet to see future Nisim like the Jews had when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.